This is In Focus on WSIU. I'm Jeff Williams. For 40 years, Mountain Stage has introduced the world to the best of live performance music from its home stage in Charleston, West Virginia. From its beginning, the show has been produced and hosted by musician Larry Gross. In celebration of the show's 40th anniversary, there's a new compilation album that releases next week. I recently talked with Larry about the show and the album Outlaws and Outliers.
It was, we started this process a year ago, February. And really before that, the head of Oh Boy Records, Jody Whalen, talked to me and said, well, maybe we can do something. And I was excited because we have so much good material in the archives. But of course, the hard part is narrowing it down. We have so much stuff you could put out that I think, but it's with all kinds of different genres. So we finally thought, well, we'll try to get it confined to things that are more rootsy, more country, more Americana, and that sort of thing. And so that's where the title comes from, Outlaws and Outliers. Mm-hmm. Because as you know, like with most public radio, Mountain Stage, we don't do mainstream hardly any. Every now and then we have a mainstream act on, but mostly it's alt acts or whatever you want to call them. And so I started out with between 250 and 300 different artists. And I said, these are all possibles. And I began to narrow it down. I got down, I took out half of them, got to 150. And I was started working with some people. The whole team that we put together was Oh Boy Records. Eileen Tilson mm-hmm. was their representative. And Kathy Mateus' manager, Mark Dottori, who's been in the music business and represented a lot of people over the last 30 years and also been in recording, he was one of them. And then Michael Crumper, who's with Missing Piece Group, who Eric works with. That was the team that kind of got together, and I would bring them. I think I finally brought them when it was around between 50 and 75 and said, here's these artists. Now let's look at them, and you tell me what's interesting to you. They're all okay with me, and I'm sure we can find a good song. Many of them already knew songs that were there that were good. Yeah. So that's how it got down to that. And then we began to work together, the four of us, to say, we know we have to get it down to a reasonable amount of people here. So we tried to get it down. We finally got it down to 26 in hopes that we would be able to get most of those to sign off. We knew the whole record would be somewhere around 20 to 22. When you do an LP, there's a limit. You know, CDs and you don't have to worry about time, but on LPs you do. So we knew we were going to get it down to about that. And together, we started listening to the songs that I chose and just trying to decide. We wanted to have some diversity, you know, want to have mm-hmm. some women, some men, some ethnic diversity. And so we looked for that. And that's how I got down to these 21 that you hear.
Having been to several Mountain Stage concerts, part of the beauty is the live aspect of the music in the stage. There's just nothing that's sitting there in the auditorium and it's nothing matches that. How important was that to you that all these recordings, these are the live recordings from those concerts? Because there's some element there that you just can't replicate in the studio.
Well, I agree 100%. That's my favorite thing about Mountain Stage. Even long before Mountain Stage, my favorite recordings just happened to be live recordings. I remember many of them. And of course, I like studio albums too, because there were so many more of them. You didn't get a lot of live recordings from the Beatles. But, you know, I love live recordings because it does have a different edge to it. It has a different excitement to it, a different energy to it when people are in front of other people. Even if it's live in a studio, it's not the same as when there's an audience there. And so I think this is great because it's unique. And I do think it has something special. You can listen to all these people on their own albums and hear some great things, but you won't hear this.
Well, I know you'll never hear REM like you did in 91.
No, you won't. And they agreed with that. So when they put out the Centennial, whatever it was, the 25-year version of that or whatever it was, they put that whole set onto their collection. That was pretty cool. And it was pretty unique.
Yeah. Can you imagine that back in whatever it was, early 70s, when you were touring the country with Junk Food Junkie, that you'd be sitting here, you know, almost 50 years later talking about this fantastic show that is Mountain Stage and all the great artists that have come across that stage?
No, I certainly liked all of these artists. I liked this kind of music. But did I ever think I would be involved in presenting it? No, I did not. I had no idea. And even after we started in 1983, the three of us, Andy Ridenour and Francis Fisher and I started this thing. We had no hopes that it would be here, you know, 10 years from now, much less 40 years.
Yeah. What do you think it is that's so magical about Mountain Stage that's allowed it to endure and continue on for as many years as it has?
Well, I think, as you just mentioned, the live music aspect is unique and it's not found a lot of places anymore. And I think that really the honesty of the show, we don't have any product to sell you, really. We're just trying to introduce you to music. And if you want to buy these people's albums, that's one thing. But we don't have a hard sell. We have a brand, I guess, but we're not selling our brand every second of the day. That's not our motivation. Our motivation is we love music. We think you love music. And we just want to introduce you just like we would if I knew you and said, hey, come over to my house. I heard a couple of things I think you would like. That's what it's about. And giving it to you live.
Yeah, yeah. So as you look at the album Outlaws and Outliers that's coming out there, the artists that you've got on it, what do you hope that fans take away, that go out and get this album? What do you hope that they take away from the mix of music that you've got on there?
Well, I think we picked it both for the way it sounds, the quality of the sound of it, and, you know, the production value, of course, and the performance, but also as Mountain Stage, the most important thing about Mountain Stage is the material, the songs. And I think these songs are not only entertaining, but I think that they can be inspirational. We chose it for real reasons, and we programmed it like it is for real reasons. If you listen to it from the beginning to the end, it's something I think that's substantial. It says something, and I hope people get that. And I think it's a good message. It's a message that basically, you know, life is good through tough times, through good times. And we all are digging. We're all looking for something. And these people have expressed it in wonderful ways. The songwriters, they never fail to amaze me coming on the show. I think these people are going to be good. And they have something that's better than I could imagine.
As you gaze into the crystal ball, I know you've got Kathy Mateo involved with the show now. What do you hope to see for the future of Mountain Stage?
Well, I hope, just like we always have, I hope we can keep going. You know, we've always been, when I say outliers, Mountain Stage is an outlier. And we always have been. West Virginia itself is a group of outlier people. And I hope that we can continue to go, even though we're not in the mainstream. We don't do predictably what you're supposed to do to succeed. That is one of the things is, you know, you're supposed to be much more narrow in your scope of styles and stuff. And we're not. So I'm hoping we can keep doing this, and I'm hoping we can keep doing it live. Because, you know, it's a bigger challenge now, Jeff, as you probably know, because let's say 15 years ago, record companies were a big deal. Artists sold records and made money. Now it's not that way anymore. So they needed to come on shows like ours to promote their records. Now they make their money from performances. Mm-hmm. And so hopefully they come on our show to promote their performances, because we can't pay their fee, their regular performance fee. So I'm hoping that we can continue to thread our way through this little thing. You know, this big business with our little boat, and just keep it afloat.
All right. Well, Larry, I know the album comes out, I believe, on the 19th. How can folks find out more about Outlaws and Outliers?
Well, you can go to mountainstage.org is the best spot. We talk about it, and it will be released on Record Store Day, the 19th, with an LP version and a CD version. So, you know, depending on your technology. Or, of course, you can get it on all the places you usually hear records nowadays. Well, it'll be available everywhere. But I think if you're a person who likes the LPs, this is going to be very cool, the LP sound and the look of it and everything else. So I'm excited about that. I'm glad that we were able to do it all these different ways.
That's Mountain Stage Artistic Director and Host Emeritus Larry Gross. I'm Jeff Williams.